Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries with Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch. We are so excited that you tuned into this podcast. There's a lot that God is about to share with you and download into your spirit. Listen in real close and do not let anything distract you as the word goes forth. On this broadcast, we have some very special prophetic words that were given at the Lighthouse Church through Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch. Tune in now and really receive what the Spirit is saying to His remnant in this hour.
My children, how I weep over you. I want you to be blessed and not cursed. I want your coffers to be full and to overflow. I want you to have more than enough. I want you to have an overflow and an abundance that will never stop overflowing. Step into this day. Step into your jubilee. And allow me to bless you. Allow me to break every curse off of your life. And allow me to set your finances totally and completely free. You will never sorrow ever again if you will step into what I'm giving you this day. This is freedom from poverty. This is freedom from lack. Your debts will be set free if you will step into this day of jubilee. Is hungry for righteousness, and I'm calling my church this day to stay in right standing with me so they have something they can hold on to until they know me as you know me. Your lives are all going to change over the next couple months. Your lives will not be the same. Because I am now taking you down the path that I have set before your feet for this new era. And you shall do great and mighty works for me. The enemy is trying to stop you. He's stop you dead in your tracks. But I, the Lord thy God, I've come this day to say to you, nothing can stop you except you. Nothing, absolutely nothing can drown you except you. Take my hand today. Make a pledge to me that you will follow me all the days of your life and that you will sell out and all you are interested in is souls. For souls is what I'm after. Lost and dying souls. Souls that some have never heard about me. Will you die out to yourself? Allow me to be the author and finisher of your life. Not circumstances, not friends or family, but allow me to be the author and finisher of your life. Not your own desires, but me. I am the way and the truth and the life, and I am eternal. God wants to bless us totally and completely, 100%. And he's saying his son died for you so that you could be blessed and not cursed. And God's saying a new wind is starting to blow across the land. And in that wind is resurrection power. And my love is in that resurrection power. And I am giving you all power and all authority to minister to a lost and dying world. The enemy's already done his job, and now it's your turn to undo what the enemy has done and bring those lost and broken people to the feet of the cross and allow the blood of my son to cleanse them and bring them into total righteousness. I am the peace, and I am the everlasting Father, and I have not asked you to do something that my son would not do. I've asked you to cover those who are lost and dying with prayer and supplications. I've asked you to die out to yourself daily, totally and completely, to bring in the lost and the dying. My apostles in the Word died for the people. They didn't cry and they didn't moan because they were sitting in prisons. They praised me and they prayed for the people. Will you not do the same thing this day? Will you not get in right standing with me, hold my hand, and allow me to lead you by the still water so you can save the souls that are going into the pit every day? I'm not asking you to do anything my son Jesus didn't do. He went to Calvary so you could be saved. He went to Calvary so you could be chosen and resurrected into my power and authority to minister the gospel to a lost and dying generation. God's saying, think it not a strange thing of what I'm speaking to you this day. I want you so desperately to be part of me and my kingdom. And I am speaking to you this hour, telling you how much I love you and adore you, and how much I weep over you when you don't receive all of me all of the time. I am not a part-time father. I'm a full-time father, and I want you to be a full-time child of God. And I want you to seek my face daily. And God's saying, come up hither into my arms. Abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Don't look at yesterday. Look at where you're at this very second with me. You're in a secure place with me. You're in my arms. And I'm holding you very tight. and I so desperately need you to bring others into this secure place with you. Your family members are looking at you. They're counting on you. And even though they say all manner of evil, they are counting on you to stay the course until they come home also. Strange things are going to be happening all across this land in my houses. Many, many children of God will leave me, but many, many will come back into the house. The world is hungry for righteousness, and I'm calling my church this day to stay in right standing with me so they have something they can hold on to until they know me as you know me. Your lives are all going to change over the next couple months. Your lives will not be the same because I am now taking you down the path that I have set before your feet for this new era. And you shall do great and mighty works for me. The enemy is trying to stop you dead in your tracks. But I, the Lord thy God, I've come this day to say to you, nothing can stop you except you. Nothing, absolutely nothing can drown you except you. Take my hand today. Make a pledge to me that you will follow me all the days of your life and that you will sell out and all you are interested in is souls. For souls is what I'm after. Lost and dying souls. Souls that some have never heard about me. Will you die out to yourself? Allow me to be the author and finisher of your life. Not circumstances. Not friends or family, but allow me to be the author and finisher of your life. Not your own desires, but me. I am the way and the truth and the life. And I am eternal. But don't become fearful, because God is with you. If he's called you into this, he's with you. And he's not going to leave you nor forsake you. And I'm also hearing him say there's some tremendous dangers that's going to be around you. But don't be fearful at that given time. Know that God is there with you, and he's taking your hand and leading you through those dangerous, I'm hearing him say, mines that the enemy has placed around your feet. Trust God. Tonight, God's going to be calling you to do some things that you're not going to understand. But God's saying that he will be with you. He will hold your hand. He will encourage you. And he will bring you through the suffering that you're going to have to go through. Now, the suffering you're going to have to go through is for Christ, to lead other people to Christ. They're going to be watching you to see how you're reacting in the situation that God places you in. And I don't know about you, but you know, whenever you see one assignment come to an end, you say, phew. But before you even get out, there's another assignment waiting, because God doesn't want you to sit down and become lazy. He wants to keep you moving and be active as a warrior in his army. Now, are each and every one of you ready tonight to face the situations that God is going to place you in without fear, knowing that God has placed you there? And if he placed you there, he's able to keep you there. You have to know this with all sincerity of heart, that God wouldn't put me in this situation and leave me. He put me in this situation. I'm being tested and I'm being tried. He's testing my courage and my strength, making sure that I have enough strength and courage for the things I'm going to face in the future. And some people are fainting right now with the darkness that's around about. They're not going to be able to endure any more darkness And so they're going to stumble and fall. But God is speaking to each and every one of you in here tonight and saying you can do anything that he calls you forth to do, absolutely anything. And the trials and tribulations that are coming down the road are not to destroy you or kill you, but they are to make you strong towers that others will have to run into if they're going to make it. And you're going to have clarity of mind and heart and know exactly what God is speaking to you so he can speak through you and bring clarity to a lost and dying world. If you think you have questions, what do you think the world has? They have a bucket of questions and no answers. But you, my children, will have all the answers, I promise. You will know all things. If I'm calling you into an assignment, you will know all things about that assignment. And you will know exactly how to act and react to each and every situation that you encounter during this assignment. I don't call the weak or the feeble out onto the battlefield. I only call those who have been tried and who are true and who are true warriors of the cross. So when I call you, and I will call you to the battlefield, don't faint. Don't become weak-hearted, but understand that I am in control of all things. Talk to me about it. Don't talk to your neighbor. Talk to me about it, because I'm the one who set up the assignment. I'm the one that knows what the in-between is going to be, and I know how it's going to end. Talk to me. Rejoice in me. And know that you are a strong tower already. And that's why I've called you on a special assignment. But these special assignments will make you stronger even still. And you will not falter and you will not faint. This is the hour when I'm raising up true warriors in my kingdom. This is the hour when truth will be told and seen through my children. You have seen nothing yet. But the horse and the rider is coming. And he is gathering his army. And he is going to use that army to destroy the enemy's kingdom. Are you ready to be one of those warriors? Are you ready to be one of those who will sell out to me and give me your all and never once ask me to lighten the load? That's a question God has out before you tonight. God's saying there's many, many things he wants to share with his body, but his body won't receive him. But as he sends you forth to minister to his body, he wants you to go forth with total understanding that God has sent you. And you go forth with his banner of love. It's not you doing anything. It's God doing all the work through you. All you have to do is yield to him in total faith, knowing that he has called you. And if he's called you, then he's already anointed you. And you are strong enough to go ahead and do the things he's calling you forth to do.
I hope you really took all of that in. This broadcast was made especially for you because of the things that God is doing right now within the church, how he's changing, rearranging, and moving things around. I hope these prophetic words really encourage you and inspired you to go deeper in Christ. We want to encourage you to take these special words that God sowed into your spirit, into your soul, like never before. If you're listening to this message, you are a part of the remnant. You are a part of the body of Christ that God is raising up in this end time hour to sow seeds. Seeds of faith, seeds of love, seeds of revival into this end time hour. Take the message from the voice of Yahweh and go forth into his kingdom. Be blessed.